Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah rings in the new year with smoked lamb legs, new social media ambitions, and a new baby to look forward to. Sarah figured it was time to announce her pregnancy when she got too big to zip up her duds.
Winter clothing helps a lot with disguising your bump, except now I can't get my coveralls zipped up over my belly, which is cold.
So she took to Facebook, her go-to platform, along with Instagram, to let the world know that in March, she and Henry are expecting a new baby sister for 2-year-old Rhett. It's also the reason the family stayed home over the holidays instead of visiting Sarah's family in California. And it's the reason Sarah smoked 4 whole lamb legs for her family and their 6 Peruvian ranch hands.
It's always usually beef when we get together. But since I was in charge this time, I decided, you know what? We raise sheep, we're eating lamb. I just marinated them overnight with some garlic and rosemary and salt and pepper, and then at a really low temperature, just smoking them for 3 or 4 hours. They were delicious.
Sarah's determined to change hearts and minds about lamb, which for a lot of older Americans is a meat too strong tasting, too foreign, and too much like wartime canned mutton. Now lamb's making a major comeback on menus and in home kitchens, thanks in part to savvy producers like Sarah, who are using social media to generate interest in cooking and eating it, especially among millennials who are embracing more adventurous, to use the American Lamb Board's tagline, flavors, and driving the farm-to-fork movement, which is all about knowing where and how your food is raised.
People always ask me how to cook specific things, especially lamb. And, you know, videos are the hot thing on social media these days, especially cooking videos. And it's something I can do from home pretty easily. I told Henry, though, that my kitchen's really ugly and I need an upgrade.
But oh,
he
me
hasn't
too.
Gone for that yet. No one can tell your story as well as you can. I don't want to have to rely on someone that's maybe sitting in an office in New York to describe what's going on in my industry. So that's where I kind of take some obligation on, and I may not get any financial gain out of the things that I do on social media, but for me, it's more about spreading the education and knowledge about agriculture and just basically how we run a ranch and get by on a daily basis. And sometimes it's rainbows and sometimes it's dead animals and losing lots of money.
Sarah's also got some things she wants to accomplish before the second baby shows up. Maybe being a little more organized with High Five Meats?
I'll sometimes let a few shipments of pallets of meat come into the freezer and not take an exact inventory of what I've got. So I'm kind of guessing sometimes, and that can create an issue if you oversell something that you don't have. Fortunately, I always kind of underestimate, but then that also leads you to not sell everything that you may have as well.
Henry's also set some goals for 2019, and they have to do with inventory as well.
Because we're getting more well-known for having and trading, he's getting phone calls almost daily from people wanting to know if we want to buy or sell something. And I think why people would think that is weird, like how do you not know how many animals you have, is because Henry and his dad are constantly trading animals. For living in the middle of nowhere, we have a lot of traffic at the ranch with trucks showing up, shipping out sheep, bringing in sheep, shipping out cattle, bringing in more cattle. So for him to be able to really know what he's got to sell or if we've got enough cash to buy, it's really important.
Next week, Henry, Hank to the rodeo crowd, prepares to go up against Montana's finest cowboys at the PRCA Circuit Finals in Great Falls.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.